A new study mapping methane pollution across five oil and gas production basins in states, including Colorado, found that a small number of sites account for a disproportionately high level of overall pollution. John Goldstein with the Environmental Defense Fund, one group behind the study, says nearly 40% of emissions are coming from what are sometimes referred to as super emitter sites.
So these are big leaks. These are big problems. What that means, though, is that if we can find them and fix them, we can get a handle on this problem pretty quickly.
The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release national standards to limit methane pollution at oil and gas sites as soon as this fall. Some critics of rules, including those passed in Colorado that require oil and gas operators to find and fix leaks and reduce flaring, have argued that the cost of implementation can be prohibitive, especially for smaller operators. Methane is 80 times more potent at trapping heat in the atmosphere than CO2 and is a major contributor to climate change. It's also the primary component of natural gas. Goldstein says companies benefit by capturing emissions and bringing more gas to market. He says the International Energy Agency, the EPA, and regulators in states with strong emissions standards reached similar conclusions on the rules' economic impacts.
And again, those state-level regulators have also found these rules to be very cost-effective. And so I think the balance of the information from an economic standpoint is on the cost effectiveness and the wisdom of getting these sorts of standards in place.
Goldstein says there is a critical need for ongoing open source monitoring of methane emissions at local and regional scales to guide efforts to reduce pollution. He says the study's findings strongly suggest that the EPA should model new rules on successful standards at work in states including Colorado.
We're finding less super emitters in the states that have been getting strong standards in place. And that's a really good headline for EPA to see as they're working to try and get similar standards in place across the U.S.
This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.